Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. I know, settle down. I'm glad she's here too. She's become a great member of our Brain Trust. She's the second generation leader of Bottom Line Inc., Bottom Line Publications Inc. Bottom Line Personal is their twice monthly publication, and then, of course, all the yearbooks, the big volume books, the beautiful Brain Boosting Secrets. That's a new one, Super Brain Boosting Secrets. The Bottom Line Yearbook is another one, and she's our good friend Sarah. Welcome back.
Well, I always love being here. I'll be here anytime.
We love having you on the show. So, all right, resumes. I mean, I remember resumes. I actually have had to use them a few times in my life. In fact, the last time I thought I was going to use one, I founded my business 30 years ago because I didn't want to do another resume. But things have changed in the last 30 years, haven't they?
Well, they totally have. The really interesting thing now is that you're not used to be you did a resume for the person you were going to interview with, and it was very straightforward. Now there are what I'll call three audiences because job application process has changed. So it's not just the person you end up interviewing with, but it's the person that's screening through a stack of resumes, so they have to be able to scan it real quickly.
Yep.
And more insidious are these automated bots. So I have a daughter that's graduating college. She tells me she's applying to jobs at LinkedIn, applying to jobs on Indeed. Well, those are going into these automated processes. So
how do you get inside the head of an algorithm?
They have to be SEO optimized.
How do you get inside the head of an algorithm?
Well, keywords, like just like SEO, just like what you're doing on your website.
Yeah.
Right. So there are some tricks to the trades to be able to make your resume stand out in this day and age. Things like, so number one, like, you know how you used to bury your education down at the bottom? Well, if you have a specific advanced degree or certification, put it up top. Jim Blasingame, PhD, Sarah Heiner, you know, certificate in talking a lot on the radio, whatever it is, but put it right up top so that they can quickly see if there's a specific degree or certification that they're looking for. Put that up top.
What about skills? You know, one of the things when I see resumes these days, and I don't see as many as I used to, but when I see them, I'm looking for digital capability. And I don't mean coding or HTML. I mean, I'm looking for people who know how to use Word and PowerPoint and Excel and you know, things like that.
It's amazing how many people can't do that.
Well, I get resumes where I learned that they can do it, but they didn't put it on their resume. That's crazy.
Well, that they need to do. I mean, quite frankly, at this moment in time, basic Word and Excel everyone needs to just be fluent in that.
But if you get a resume in for somebody who's 55 years old, you need to, you know, if you know how to do that, folks,
they should definitely. Yes.
Everybody's not going to presume that you know that.
Yeah, if you're 55 years old, you need to be sure that you let people know that you are fluent in whatever programs it is. So in terms of other skills, there are a couple tricks that you need to know. One is, so again, because of these bots and because people are scanning for key phrases, be sure to look at the job description. They're putting the key phrases of what they're looking for in there. And, in fact, go online and research other job postings for similar titles, right, for similar jobs, and look for the words that cross across all of these different postings and include them in that resume because they're telling you, they're coding to you, these are the words that are important to us. So be sure that they're in your resume so that the boss can pick it up. Put it up top. So used to do a career objective, you do a professional summary. Here's kind of the highlight of who I am, what I do, what I'm bringing to the party, and why I'm going to be the best for you, right? Rather than, I want to get a job in whatever. So play back those skills in the professional summary. Play it back in the text of your past job experiences, right? And not just as a running list of skills, but, you know, play into how you applied those skills in a specific example or a specific achievement.
What about now? At one point in time, they wanted you to have more than one resume, but you're in your publication this time, you're saying two or too many. What does that mean?
Well, it's an interesting problem. We're all on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Right, so you used to tailor your resume depending on where you wanted to apply. But now LinkedIn is your master blaster resource.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't tell a different story on your resume.
Well, I see.
Than you tell
I see.
On
well,
your
I, I never assumed that people would do anything wrong. I just, when I was thinking of two resumes, it would be one would be focused more on this angle and one would be focused more on that. You might minimize one thing and maximize another thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not talking that people
you still
would
do that, right? Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you can still tailor it. You can still use, the keywords may be different depending on if you want
to. But you're right. There's nowhere to hide anymore. Management. There's nowhere to hide anymore, is there?
not anymore.
Give us the website.
Use the same keywords
website quickly.
In your LinkedIn profile.
Website quickly.
BottomLineInc.com.
That's pretty quick. 20 sales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.